Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Mast is here, too. Tom is an expert in the field of energy efficiency, having received his education in engineering from Stanford University and also from Harvard Business School. He had his MBA there. He's worked in the field of petroleum for many years. He's the author of Over a Barrel. He's one of our experts in the Brain Trust on this issue, on the issue of petroleum, and he's here to talk to us about, to share some of his thoughts, to cast some of his pearls before us. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Tom, since the last time you and I spoke, when you were on the show last, a couple of months or so ago, gasoline prices have come down from over $3 a barrel to just over $2 a barrel. Actually, a gallon, to actually just over $2 a gallon, and at one point had gotten down just a little bit below $2. And what do you think's caused that?
Oh, there are many reasons for that. Speculation is one. The market is very narrow, and so just a minor surplus will cause the price to drop, and a minor shortage will cause it to rise.
Tell us what you mean by the market. What do you mean when you say the market is very narrow?
Well, the world is using about 85 million barrels of oil a day, and if it were perceived to be about a million barrels short, so that's only one part out of 85, then everyone feels like he may end up on the short end of the stick and not get as much oil as he wants, and so the price rises. And conversely, the opposite is true. But that's not just oil. That happens with other commodities. You know, the cotton farmers and pecan farmers and peanut farmers.
But it will, in terms of the average citizen, let's say that people already felt like that they didn't have quite as much toilet paper or milk or bread as they needed, and they knew that they had to go on a regular basis just to have enough. And then there's a little bit of a storm forecasted, and so it makes them speculate that they need to go get stock up a little bit more because they're already kind of tight on those items, and they need to make sure they don't run out. Is that kind of the way it works?
Well, that's right. And if there's a shortage, then people get somewhat panicked, and they'll pay quite a bit more for it. But it's common for commodity prices to swing by large amounts. You know, from time to time, coffee is in short supply, and the price can double.
Right.
And you know, and
but coffee is not the oxygen of the marketplace like petroleum is.
Well, that's right. I was about to say that some of these things we could do without if we had to, but oil is a little different. We need gasoline to get to work and to get to school.
Right, and of course, you're not talking about tequila or Jack Daniels either. We can't do without those things, right? Just teasing, folks. I don't even like either one of those things. Okay, Tom, why is diesel fuel, has it not abated much? It seems to still be quite a bit higher than gasoline. Last I checked, not that I burn a lot of diesel, but last time I checked, it was still 60, maybe even 70 cents above a gallon of gasoline, whereas for years, it was actually right around or maybe even just below gasoline.
I'm not close enough to the refineries and the distribution of the various fuels to know the answer to that question for sure. I can speculate that it has something to do with the mix of crudes that are available and with the refinery capacities, and some refineries are better than others at refining certain products. But it is surprising that diesel fuel which used to be cheaper than gasoline, in many cases is more expensive than gasoline.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's kind of a mystery that I haven't been able to get anybody to explain that to me. I was hoping you'd have that answer. And,
well, no, I don't have the answer to that. I tend to worry more about the long-term problem. We get these ups and downs in the price of oil and in the price of gasoline, and we get these various mix problems because of our refinery situation. Mm-hmm. But what I'm concerned about is the long-term trend, and that is the demand keeps going up. In fact, it's accelerated in recent years, partially because of China and India and other developing countries.
Their economies have really emerged, and they're not only have they emerged, but they're very inefficient with their petroleum.
Well, that's true. And at the same time, it's harder and harder to find oil, and what we're finding is more and more expensive and less plentiful, and so these two truths are converging, and they're going to cause a real shortage sooner or later.
And you throw together an unrest and potential unrest in the Middle East, where most of it is, where a lot of it is derived from.
Well,
that creates the speculation, doesn't it?
Well, that's right, and because we all know we could wake up any morning and find a tanker blown up in the Straits of Hormuz,
or a coup in Saudi Arabia.
Exactly, and that's
the real
very
scary
frightening
one
to think about that.
Yeah,
but the people there are not particularly fond of the rulers, and that could happen.
Saudi Arabia, in my opinion, Tom, I don't know what you think about this, but in my opinion, the most dangerous place on the earth right now, and I mean from the standpoint of the overall stability of civilization in terms of the economy, is Saudi Arabia. What do you think?
Well, that's right. And, of course, we know that I believe 19 out of the 20 terrorists that were flying those planes on 9/11
yep.
came from Saudi Arabia.
Right. What I'm also thinking about, the way that the mix of the folks over there, the average age is like under 25.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, which is the opposite in Japan, the United States, and Europe. A lot of those folks are not literate. They're not educated people, are they?
Well, that's true, and they
I'm not talking about Saudis in general, folks. I'm talking about the regular folks who've never left Saudi Arabia. The young people over there, they're not as world knowledgeable as they should be. And so anyway, it's dangerous. When we come back, I'm going to get Tom to tell us how much he thinks you and I are going to be spending for gasoline in 2006. I think he knows the answer. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there when you get a chance. Check it out. I think it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. If you're starting a business or running a business or growing a business, either one or all three of those, I think it'll help you, because we have so many resources there that are all available for you for free. Things that we've accumulated over the last over 8 years now that we've been doing this, and it's all been for you. And if you enjoy it, if you're using it, if you're getting our publications like our weekly newsletter, which comes on Sunday, or our blog, which comes every Monday through Friday if you subscribe, or you can just go get it at the homepage there or at jimsblog.biz. Any of those resources, if you're enjoying them, you can thank our organization, but especially our corporate partners who help us make all that available to you for free. Tom Mast is our guest. He's one of the reasons why we're able to do what we do, because he's a very valuable member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Over a Barrel. And I bet, Tom, if they put a .com on the end of that, that's your website.
It's overabarrelbook.com.
Over a Barrel Book. All right, I forgot the book part. I'm glad you corrected me on that. But it gave us a reason to talk about it, didn't it?
Sure.
Over a Barrel Book. www.thebookofhealing.com. Folks, check that out when you get a chance. Where's the book available, Tom?
Well, you can buy it off the website or online at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, or your bookstore should have it, and if they don't, they can order it for you.
A Simple Guide to the Oil Shortage. Tom, what are we going to be paying in 2006? Now, one of the things I do every year is I make a prediction. I make several predictions, actually. I make about 20 predictions all across the board, economic, political, global. I come up with my predictions, and at the end of the year, I actually go back and see how I did and rate and give myself a score. And in 2005, I predicted that we would definitely pay more than that oil would be more than $40 a barrel, and that we would definitely pay over $1.40 a gallon of gas. Now, I know that sounds like an easy one, but a year ago it didn't seem that it seemed like that would might have been a pretty strong statement. What do you think it's going to be? What would be your prediction for 2006?
Oh, I think it'll probably be in the mid $2 range in the summertime. But I have a lot of caveats to add to that. I normally don't even give that much of a prediction because there's so many things that affect it. And one of the things is the strength of our economy and the economies of the rest of the world, China and Japan and so forth. And we've had a long run of strong economic growth here in the past few years, but business cycles come and go. And one of these days, our business cycle, our growth is going to slow, and we'll have a little bit of a downswing. And it doesn't take much to reduce oil consumption enough that we don't have a threat of a shortage again. There are some other factors, too. The high prices have stimulated additional drilling and production, and it's taken a while for that to get up to speed, but we'll see some effects from that.
Stimulated some conservation, some new developments.
Absolutely, that was going to be my last item, that while we're changing our driving habits very little, we have changed them a little bit, and that makes a difference.
Well, another thing, you talked about world economies. Imagine what kind of demand we'd have if Japan and Europe was actually growing at any kind of a rate comparable to ours. Mm-hmm. I mean, the EU has a growth rate of about half of ours, less than half actually, and Japan is just barely coming out of a 15-year recession.
Yeah, I think Japan's economy seems to have good prospects. I really don't think Europe is going to come on strong anytime soon. They really have some deep-seated problems. About like General Motors.
They've got some systemic employment problems. You're exactly right. Europe is as close to bankruptcy, whether they actually take it or not, as you say, as Ford and GM and some of the others are. But let me before we leave, though, we got about a minute, Tom. How do you feel about the record profits that the oil companies are making while you and I are paying record prices for gasoline?
Well, I think it's unfortunate, but that's our free market economy. And if we go in there and start dabbling with price controls and so forth, we're going to create a lot more problems than we'll solve. For one thing, we'll reduce the incentive of oil companies to explore and drill.
Right.
And we'll give the federal politicians more money to play with. You know, if the federal politicians put on any controls.
It does seem unseemly, though, Tom.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It is unseemly. What I would like to see happen is the oil companies make up their minds that they're energy companies instead of oil companies,
right,
and invest these monies in alternative forms of energy. And
right,
that would that's going to require a lot of money. And so we would have a fit there, companies that have a lot of money and can explore these technologies that require a lot of money.
And when we come back, and when you come back to see us next time, let's talk about that.
Great, I would love to.
Hey, Tom, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Okay, thanks a million.
OverABarrelBook.com. That's the website. The book is Over a Barrel by Tom Mast, M-A-S-T. I'm Jim Blasingame. Quick break, right back with our good friend Tim Berry, the president of Palo Alto Software. Stay with us.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.